At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
OpenAI's new video model, Sora 2, is going absolutely viral and everybody is talking it on basically every platform. Today on the podcast, I'm going to talk about some breaking news we have with basically the metrics and the usage of Sora, which is really, really impressive. And at the same time, I'm also talking about, I'll give a screen share if you're on Spotify or YouTube or explain for people on Apple, a screen share of the actual platform, what it's capable of creating. I'll show demos of videos that I have created with it. And if you don't have access to it because it's invite only, I'll tell you how you can get an invite code all on the podcast today. So let's dive into it. Before we do, I wanted to mention, if you want to use a platform to try all of the different AI tools in one place for $20 a month, I would love for you to try AI Box, where we give you access to 38 different text models, 6 different image models. We have 11 labs for audio, and you can test all the different models on one platform for $20 a month. So there's a link in the description to AI Box, but let's talk about what's going on with Sora. So the big headline that basically everyone is talking about comes from Bill Peeble, who said Sora over on X. He said Sora hit 1 million app downloads in 5 days, even faster than ChatGPT did, despite the invite flow and only targeting North America. Team working hard to keep up with the surging growth, more features and fixes to over moderation on the way. So Bill is over at OpenAI working on this project, obviously very excited, and sharing a really interesting number. Now, it's slightly misleading for a couple of reasons. It's not really misleading. Like, I'm not trying to make this a big dramatic thing, but basically the exact numbers are that Sora had about 627,000 iOS downloads in its first week that it was available. Compared to ChatGPT, which had 606,000. Now, one of the big differences a lot of people point out is the fact that Sora was available in North America, so Canada and the United States. ChatGPT is only available in the United States. So with an estimate of about 45,000 installs coming from Canada, it's actually only 96%. So it didn't actually get quite as much as ChatGPT's app. The other obvious thing that I think a lot of people are pointing out here is the fact that if you go over on Twitter, someone said, as Jordan Talks Everyday AI, great podcast, by the way, shout out, go give him a listen. He said, it's impressive for sure, but also it's kind of the Threads argument. ChatGPT started from nothing. Sora started with a pool of 800 million weekly active users, referencing all of the users of ChatGPT. He said, regardless, keep up the strong ships. Yeah, it's a good point. Like, keep shipping. This is a really cool tool. But it is important to know that, like, ChatGPT is what is seeding all the growth in Sora. Everyone is trying it because of ChatGPT. Now, that being said, it is a completely different app. If you go over to the App Store and search for Sora, it's, you know, not attached to ChatGPT. You can go get it. Alternatively, you can also go over to Sora.com, which is going to redirect you to sora.chatgpt.com/explore. I will hover over a few videos. You're going to hear a bunch of video sounds here. If you're just listening, you'll be able to hear the audio. The cool thing about these videos is you explain what the video is going to be of, and it will also generate the audio, the background, the sound effects. I'll hover over a few of these so you get a quick idea. If you're watching on YouTube and Spotify, you'll see that. And then I'll show you some videos that I personally...
Step it up, little paws on the floor. Wiggle to the rhythm, spin once more.
Quick pause, drives it cool!
Okay, I wanted to show you one other thing, which is... Okay, I'm going to mute this, sorry, because it's so loud. Okay, there's one interesting thing I saw, which is that you can do remixes. So there's one particular remix where it's Sam Altman on the Sphere in Las Vegas, and it's remixed from a whole bunch of people that you can essentially find a video you like, make a remix of it, and tell it to change something. So all these different people are doing like a whole bunch of different interesting things on the Sphere. It's like a bunch of different like fights that they have put up, like a salmon is fighting someone on the Sphere. And it also has words that go along with it. So
I don't even know who that monk is, but he's the straw hat and the bead.
Anyways, so it can have words and it can do all that. Very interesting. The remix feature is pretty cool. There's a bunch of people doing funny skits, also very dumb skits. There's like one where there's like a person. So basically you can also remix yourself, which means you create a clone of yourself in here, which I've done, by the way. So if you want to go follow Jaden S or on Sora, then you can see some of the videos that I've done. But one of the videos I did, essentially you take a video of yourself. So they give you a few words to read. It's actually kind of crazy because you're only reading three numbers. So I read like three numbers. I was like, it's like 42, 62, 97. And then they have you move your head left to right and up and down. It felt like the security on like a finance app. But basically just doing that, they were able to create a video clone of myself. And now people can remix using my face to do anything. They just do at Jaden S and they can make a video of me doing basically anything. You can actually put some restrictions inside to say like things that you don't want it to make you doing, which was sort of interesting. I was able to go put like a few things. I was like no like profanity, like me cussing anyone out basically. I think it's like my basic only limitation in there. But it's really interesting. So if you go over to your drafts tab, I created this one video recently.
AI Box is probably the best place to get all your AI models in one place. I am worried it will kill OpenAI. Wow.
So basically I have like a video of Sam Altman standing on the top of a building looking at a laptop, and I could give him an exact script. My script was AI Box is the best place to get all of your AI models in one place. And he's worried that it's going to kill OpenAI, which is hilarious. But it's just amazing. So basically you can tag at Sama or Sam A, right, for Sam Altman, and you can get him talking like himself, doing anything, but you can do this with anyone. So really, really interesting. If you are looking for an invite code to get access to Sora, over on my school community, we actually started making a Sora 2 invite code thread. So basically, the big issue that has stifled its growth quite a bit up until this point, and I mean, they're doing this on purpose because they don't want it to explode too much for their servers to be able to handle. But if you get access to the platform, you can only invite six more people, and then you're out. And those six people, then they get six invites, and everyone gets six invites. You're going to invite six more people. But like basically, once you invite somebody, once you invite six people, that's it. So what I've actually done over on my school community is I gave my six invite codes to different members of like just is first come first serve. I just made a post. Anyone that asked for, I gave them the invite code, but I told them to go screenshot their invite codes and post them into the thread. And so then anytime one of the codes gets used up, you can just go to the next code in the list and there's just like an unlimited. And anytime someone uses a code from the list, they go screenshot there. So this list is just getting bigger and bigger with a ton of people posting all of their invite codes to Sora 2 in here. So if you're interested, there is unlimited invite codes. Go join the school community and it's like the pinned post at the top. It's funny, a lot of people are resorting to this kind of stuff. Over on X, I made a post because I saw someone else making a post saying like, who wants an invite code? And this is when I was first trying to get access to it. And there was thousands of people that had liked the post, but the person only had six invite codes, and he would like post it, and then he'd be like, okay, I got another one. I'm assuming he made another account and invited himself to get six new ones, and he would post it, and literally, I kid you not, like 1 minute later after he posted it, the invites were gone, right? So there's thousands of people just trying to get on this. So it is kind of hard to get access, and you have to figure out ways to find people that have invite codes. So if you need one, let me know. Go check out the AI Hustle School community that's linked in the description for that. So overall, I mean, this is absolutely phenomenal how fast this is growing. It's true. It's a lot like Instagram with Threads. Threads grew very fast, but it was seeded by Instagram. This is obviously being seeded by ChatGPT's huge user base. But I do think that this kind of level of consumer adoption is definitely worth noting because you also need an invite. But the one other thing I'll also reference is when they talk about like downloads, I don't even think that's that good of an indicator because a lot of people downloaded this because they wanted to use it and they realized it needed an invite code. And that was like me. Like I downloaded this on day one and didn't get access for like a week until I finally found someone that had an invite code. So I think that like a million downloads might be a slightly misleading number because a lot of people just downloaded to try to get it and then realized that they couldn't actually log in. Hopefully with the invites rolling out, everyone will eventually get access to it. What's crazy though, is that by Friday, just a few days after it had launched, it reached number one in the iOS App Store, which is pretty huge. It is, you know, basically better ahead of a whole bunch of other AI app launches. It's beating, you know, Anthropic's Claude, Microsoft's Copilot. It's basically on par with xAI's Grok launch. So basically, when these tools come out, hitting number one is insanely hard, and Sora was able to do that. If you look at like X, basically, you can see a whole bunch of anecdotes, or, you know, anecdotes that support these kind of app figure data. Sora's video, which now uses Sora 2, so that's the new model they came out, which basically makes all of these cool new features like the cloning and the remixes. All of this is possible because OpenAI has their new Sora 2 model. So because this is possible, you now can make these really realistic deepfakes. A lot of people are worried about the deepfakes, but they do have some like interesting guardrails on there. Like I mentioned, right? Like I made it's a quote unquote deepfake anyone can make of myself, but I put in there like a bunch of guardrails. I could probably tighten that up, make it more restrictive or whatever. So, you know, that's something that there's definitely the possibility. And also, you don't have to make a deepfake or enable that on your account. So I guess a lot of people are concerned about that. You don't have to if you don't want to. But some people are actually creating deepfakes of dead people. Something I saw on the platform while using it was a whole bunch of like Martin Luther King Jr. videos, which I think people deepfaked him. There's got to be a way where you can like hold up an iPad screen maybe with a face on it saying something and maybe moving and then get it to copy you. So anyways, I think that this is something that OpenAI is going to try to ratchet down on. And that's kind of what Bill said. Although a big thing that they're getting a lot of criticism for is everyone basically complaining that there is over moderation. I think they're trying to be careful in this big launch right now, but that is something that that people are saying, like basically everything you try to generate a video of, they say is like blocked. I haven't had anything blocked yet, so I'm not really sure what everyone's generating videos. There's probably some pretty crazy stuff that people are trying to generate, but I think they're trying to ratchet down so you can't do the deep fakes. That would be the goal with it all. And if someone hasn't given their permission. So that's the big thing. Overall, this is an amazing week for downloads. Day 2, October 1st, it had 107,000 downloads. And after that, it was just under 90,000 a day. So it's doing some pretty big numbers. And while it's not quite as high as earlier this week, I still think that's a really big a big number of downloads for an app that most people can't actually get access to. Most people don't have the invite link. There isn't an Android app for this. It's only in Canada and the United States, right? So this is like very small subset of people, and even the small like geographic location is still invite blocked. So it's pretty hard to get access to. And yet on the app, I'm seeing posts with 50,000, 10,000 likes on them. And so there's obviously a lot of users using the app. So anyways, very interesting time. If you are interested in getting access to Sora 2 on their app, make sure to go join the AI Hustle School community. And you can get an invite link from the thread I mentioned. Would love to see you on there. Give me a follow. And absolutely crazy times with AI and video right now. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. I hope you all have a fantastic rest of your day, and I will catch you in the next episode.